Welcome to the Red Dice Diaries. This podcast is a rambling journey through the wonderful world of RPGs from the viewpoint of a longtime GM and player. The music at the start of this podcast was Nightmare by Alexander Nakarada and is used under Creative Commons license. Okay, so I've been listening to the last episode of Colin's podcast, The Spike Pit, where he was talking about Warhammer Fantasy Roleplay 4th edition and whether I'd be reviewing it or not and saying he'd like to see a review of it. Now, I did respond to Colin sending him a voicemail message about this, where I said I'd be quite happy to review 4th edition Warhammer Fantasy Roleplay in the unlikely event that I get sent a review copy. However, I wouldn't be podding out the what I'm sure is a fairly steep price for it, given that whoever's going to be publishing it is going to have to pay the licensing to Games Workshop, etc. And we all know Games Workshop's all about that money, because they're a business. Of course they are. Now, I've been playing Warhammer Fantasy Roleplay for quite some time. I have here next to me what I consider to be three versions of Warhammer Fantasy Roleplay, although technically one of them isn't an official version. I'm sitting here with the Hogshead version, which is, I believe, 2nd edition, if I'm correct. I did have an earlier copy, a copy of 1st edition, but unfortunately I lost it a while ago when I was moving house. I've then got the Green Ronan version, which is, I believe, 3rd edition, although I may be getting this wrong, I'm not entirely sure. And then I've got the mammoth tome that is Zweihänder, Grim and Perilous RPG. And this is effectively a sort of fan version of Warhammer Fantasy Roleplay, which sort of went on in the same direction as previous versions when FFG did their sort of board game and token-tastic version, which I've not played in just because I didn't have the space. I run most of my games online. I'm not really a fan of board games. You know, if you like that sort of stuff, crack on with it. But it's really not for me, so I left that one alone. Now, I remember when I first started playing this. I mean, like Colin, I was into all the Games Workshop stuff when I was an impressionable young lad at school, and I played the fantasy and the sort of Warhammer 40k war games. And I even did a few of the sort of like official tournaments at Games Workshop headquarters. But one of the things I always used to enjoy, probably more than actually playing the sort of battle games, was the fact you used to get points in the official tournament for creating a background for your army and detailing like a bit of background about the heroes and the leaders of it and stuff like that. And I always used to find it more entertaining producing those documents and like painting the figures than actually playing the games. So when I first discovered Warhammer Fantasy Roleplay, I was like, oh, so this is cool. So you actually get to like tell these stories and play out these bits that happen between the battles, and you play one person and you get to develop them. That's really cool. And I sort of oscillated between the wargaming and the role-playing side of things for a number of different years, basically because I had the choice of go for the role-playing game, which I was more a fan of, but my friends at the time, not so much. Or play the war games, which I wasn't such a fan of, although I enjoyed the painting and stuff like that, and actually have people I could game with. So I tended to alternate between the two a lot. But eventually, I settled down to the role-playing side of it, partly because it was just too expensive to keep doing the wargaming hobby when like ridiculous things like white metal and ridiculous new types of plastic started to be the norm as justifications for price hikes seemingly every like month or two. I sort of put it down and I went, no, enough is enough. I understand companies have to make money, but they're not having any more of mine. And yeah, you might say that I spend a lot of money on RPG supplements, and you're probably right to a certain extent. The point of this podcast isn't to bash Games Workshop. You can find it on the internet anywhere you want if that's your bag. But the point here is basically to say that through these various iterations, Warhammer Fantasy Roleplay has traditionally been a sort of fairly crunchy system which incorporates percentile dice, d10s, and a few other dice. You have a number of stats which will be familiar to anyone who's played the certainly earlier editions of the Warhammer Fantasy Battle game, which are movement, weapon skill, ballistic skill, strength, toughness, wounds, initiative, attacks, dexterity, leadership, intelligence, cool, willpower, and fellowship. It's all fairly obvious what they mean, so I won't really go into that. And I think in the Green Ronan version, they sort of tweaked that a little bit, where you had sort of like insanity points, fate points, a magic rating, etc. And they sort of jiggled it around a bit, but by and large, it was still the same system. And instead of having like a class system like D&D, they had a career system where effectively you could roll or pick a basic career. So I might say, oh, I'm a boatman. I ply the rivers of the Empire, a sort of fictional version of medieval / Renaissance Germany in Europe, providing speedy transportation and helping to link most of the major cities in the realm. Happy days. Looking at that career, it tells me which of my abilities I can improve with XP, which skills I start with, any special talents I have, and what equipment I have. Now, it also tells me where I can go after I've finished this career. Once I've bought all the advances and whatever, I can go on to become either a fisherman, a marine, a navigator, a seaman, or a smuggler. Now, I could go on to other careers outside that, but it would cost me more XP to do so. So it encourages you to put a little bit of thought into your character progression, and it is really cool to see your character developing and acquiring skills in a way that seems logical, rather than it just being like random levels, etc. And that's all really cool. Anyone who's familiar with Warhammer will know there's a rich textured sort of fantasy world that takes inspiration from numerous different sources behind that. And then we go on to Zweihänder, which, like I say, is a mammoth, absolutely huge book. It's clocking in at sort of around about over 650 pages. I don't even know how many pages they're in it. Loads of them, though. And that has a very similar sort of system. So, like I say, essentially it's a fantasy heartbreaker based on Warhammer Fantasy Roleplay. That divides the characters up into like a number of sort of different areas. You have academic, commoner, knave, ranger, socialite, warrior, etc. And within them, there are different professions. So, for instance, in warrior, there is Berserker, Bravo, Buccaneer, Dragoon, Hedge Knight, Man-at-Arms, Militia, Pits Fighter, Pugilist, Sellsword, Squire, and Watchman. Now, I do have a certain sort of fondness for these sort of games. And part of the reason I bought Zweihänder was because I am so fond of Warhammer Fantasy Roleplay. And I wanted to encourage someone, the author, who was attempting to sort of produce their own version of it and better previous versions without just waiting for the next inevitable round of Games Workshop deciding once more to farm out their license to see how much money they could make before they reel it back in. And like I say, I really love Warhammer Fantasy Roleplay, excepting the Fantasy Flight Games version, because I've not played that, I can't comment on it. It may seem a little bit crunchier than I'm normally traditionally known for playing, but it does have a sort of grim, dark, and almost sort of gritty feel to it that I quite enjoy. I mean, I sort of grew up playing like your World of Darknesses and stuff like that. So Warhammer Fantasy Roleplay, with its strange mutating magic, its dark races, its sort of like religious xenophobia of its setting, etc., that sort of whole dark regions of the Empire really did appeal to me when I was growing up as a somewhat angsty teen. So if you are looking for something that's grim and dark, yeah, give Warhammer Fantasy Roleplay a try. Like I said, I can't speak for the FFG version, but I'm sure you can probably find some of the earlier versions online. And if you cannot, and you still want to get that flavour, I would certainly suggest picking up a copy of Zweihänder. It's certainly not the cheapest in print, because it is a huge, huge book, but you can get a PDF of it fairly reasonably online. As of yet, I can't speak for 4th edition Warhammer Fantasy Roleplay official, because, as I say, I've not read it. If I get a review copy of it, I'll quite happily review it and tell you what I think. However, I'm not likely to actually pay the readies for it, just because I've already effectively got 3+ versions of Warhammer Fantasy Roleplay. I'm genuine, and I don't really play those as much as I probably should do. So I'm generally not fussed about adding yet another one to my shelves. But I'd still like to give it a look, you know, just to see what they've changed, what they've kept the same, etc. So, who knows, maybe if someone's listening who, in the unlikely event someone's listening who is working on Warhammer Fantasy Roleplay 4th Edition and can send me a review copy, feel free to do so, and I'll quite happily try and give an unbiased opinion on it. So that's it for this episode. If you have any questions or suggestions for things you'd like to see in the podcast in future, please either email them to reddicediaries@gmail.com or drop me a voicemail at Anchor. Until I see you next time, wherever you're playing, take care and enjoy yourselves.